The National Council of PTAs has appealed to striking teachers to resume teaching as final year students are preparing to write West Africa School Certificate Examination and BECE. The acting president of the council, Tugi Dukli Atipo, said PTAs admit that teachers are entitled to better conditions of service, but requested that the teachers be sympathetic to the plight of the students and return to the classroom. He spoke to Augustus Akwe.
In our view, teachers, as part of the good working class of Ghana, has the right to demand for what is due them at any time. We believe it is in that light that they demanded for the correction of the anomaly in the payment of the single spine salary. Fortunately for us, the government has responded positively, especially the president, in his 54th anniversary speech. It gave us a full indication that the government is committed in solving their problem. We as parents, we would like to plead with our dear partners, the teachers, to call off their strike for the sake of our children, so as to prepare our final students, both in the basic and the secondary institution, for their final exam. And we urge the government to fulfill part of this obligation. We are calling on the teachers to call off the strike. They are our partners, because teachers and parents will work in common for the development of our children.
Tugi Dukli Atipo is the acting president of the National Council of PTAs. Reports reaching Radio Ghana indicate that teachers in basic schools in the eastern region are still on strike. According to correspondent Kwame Onuma, the teachers congregated at the Nut Hall to draft a petition to be presented to the regional minister tomorrow. We have Kwame Onuma on the line. Hello, Kwame. You visited some schools in the municipality. Do tell us your observations.
Yes, this one, before arriving at the office, we visited a number of the schools within the New Jersey municipality, and we saw that the classrooms had not been opened as at even 9:30. And what we learned was that all the teachers would meet at the Nut Hall to voice their concerns, bring out their grievances so that they present a petition to the Regional Coordinating Council, that is Regional Minister, for onward submission to the appropriate quarters so that they attend to them. They were saying that if their demands are not met, they will never rescind their decision. So they don't care whether some of their pupils and students are being prepared for the BCE and WASSE.
Kwame, now you are aware that a number of petitions have already been presented to government, and government has started taking certain measures, including retention premium and whatnot. So, is there anything different from what has been presented so far?
I also did ask them, and they were saying that they are just playing with them. Because last week, they came out saying that by the end of that very week, their problems will be addressed. And even a committee of advisors that they sent to those who went to prison on that, yet they didn't receive any response after more than a week. And they could deduce from it that education ministry is where there are a lot of challenges. So, you see that the trace from NPP era that during the first time, about 5 different ministers were posted there. So anyone who will be at the post and they present the petition, so that they will not be able to address before they give it to another person to study it before it is addressed. And you can remember that Professor Christopher Kunsi Amoyo, Yawasafo Mafo, they were all giving them the same story. So this is not different thing. Same thing is being done to them, and they are now fed up with a lot of promises.
So, Kwame, the teachers are not prepared to wait till Friday. That's the day the government has given.
They say that unless they receive them, they will never go back to school to teach, because they are also suffering. And some of them were complaining that they didn't even receive the pressure from their salaries. Others were also deducted as much as 150 from their salaries, whereas some received about 150% of the increase when they were rolled into the single spine salary structure. So they say that there are a lot of discrepancies which do not make them know the actual salaries that they are able to earn.
So will the teachers go on demonstration before presenting the petition?
Yes. They will say that tomorrow they will all march peacefully and then converge at the Regional Coordinating Council to present the petition to the Regional Minister for onward submission to the Sector Minister. And this is what they are going to do. So there were some committees set up from them to put them in the good shape that will be presentable, so that when they go there, they will need to know that all those information they are giving are meaningful. They consist facts to be addressed. This is what they told us.
Thank you, Kwame Onuma, our correspondent from the Eastern Region. We go over to the Central Region. Kensi Nanabwedu reports that NAC teachers have resumed classes, but they are periodically prevented from teaching by some teachers who call themselves concerned teachers. Kingsley is on the line to throw more light on the issue. Kingsley, what was the situation at the schools you visited?
Well, today I just decided to move away from Cape Coast to have experience at Funa Suedru, where there are so many schools also here. And when I came to Catholic Basic School within the town, I was told that, of course, the children were having their mock, but teachers, they about four or five teachers, they happen to be NAC teachers. And they told us the NAC teachers seriously on strike, and they've never even attended classes for the past 2-3 days. And one of the headmaster told me that there's this group calling itself a concerned teachers group, and they have been coalition. They have been persuading them, frustrating them, as that is the NAC teachers, as to why they don't want to embark on the strike. They don't want to support the NAC people on strike. So it was quite serious situation that the headmaster was concerned that the headmaster was.
Yes, Kingsley, and why are the so-called concerned teachers preventing others from teaching?
They believe that they are all teachers, and for that matter, if they have, the NAGRA people have embarked on a strike action, they are expecting the NAC people to also come in their support, come and support them so that they fight a common cause. But they also, the NAC people also saying that they have not had any directives from their headquarters or their executives as to whether they should embark on strike or not. So they are patiently waiting for them. At Swift School, for instance, here the headmaster told me the assistant headmaster told me the staff strength of the school happens to be 80, and out of 80, about 75 of them are NAGRAD teachers. And I am at the moment here, and there's no NAGRAD teacher here. I have here one of the assistant headmasters here, and he's going to tell me what the situation is. So good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, can you tell me what the situation is? So here it looks as if it's a skeleton classroom that we are seeing without teachers and students moving up and down. Can you tell us what is happening?
Yeah, what is happening is that everybody is aware of the strike action. And so the number of day students we have is quite appreciable. They are not in school. Majority of the day students are not in school. The borders are around, but then they are in groups doing their own private studies. But then a few teachers who are not NAGRAD members are going on with their team.
Okay, so now the students just starting moving up and down. Is there any measure put in place to check them?
To check them in the case of what? Discipline?
Yeah, discipline, academic work and so on.
Discipline hasn't been touched at all. Discipline is in place, yes. And they are disciplined. They are only working about academic work has suffered a little bit because teachers are not attending classes. At least not all teachers are attending classes. We have the interns who are attending classes, national service personnel who are attending classes, and non-NAGRAD members are attending classes, but NAGRAD members are not.
I also have with me here a student. This is a Form 4 student, and he's here, Ruth Apia, and he's going to tell us what the situation is like. Have you been taught this?
No.
Yeah, so what are you doing?
We are staying on our own. For the Form 4 student, classes have been cut because we finished our mock, and we've been allowed to work on our own, learn our own. So we, the Form 4 students, it's not really affecting us.
Okay, wouldn't you love to have your teachers around supervising you so far as your revision is concerned?
Yes, we would very much. But since this is the situation, we have to do more on our own.
Okay.
I think that will be all for now. We'll get back to you later. Okay. That was Kingsley Nanabwedu, our correspondent from the Central Region.